I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Brantley wants to, hello, sweet Annie. Oh, good morning, my dear. I'm so glad that you're here. Oh, thank you for being here today. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Cameron. And here's Maddie. Good morning, Maddie. And Sawyer has a, Brantley has a surprise. Do you want to share with everybody what your surprise is? Brantley got a Christmas card in his box this morning, and he loves it. Yes, that's a good surprise. That's a good surprise. Well, this morning's children's sermon is inspired by Maddie. So this week, the men's group had their dinner, and Maddie's dad, Brandon, played guitar, and we sang some songs. And one of her favorites is Jingle Bells. And when she sings or thinks about Jingle Bells, Maddie also sings, "Holidays, holidays, holidays of love." And so Brandon shared that with us this week. It was actually on the music sheet, "Holidays, holidays, holidays of love." And it touched my heart so much. You know, there is often a song in children's hearts, but to hear that those are the words in Maddie's heart, it just brought a lot of joy to my heart. And you know, some people think that it's not okay to say happy holidays, but actually it's a really faithful thing to say, because the word holiday comes from the old English word that means holy day. And in the church, there are holy days where we celebrate and remember different things in the life of Jesus. We remember his birth. We remember when the wise men went to visit him. We remember when Jesus died. We remember when Jesus rose again. There are lots of different holy days in the church, and Christmas is one of those. And so it's actually a really kind and faithful and respectful thing if we say happy holidays, because we're wishing people a happy holy day. And it is a holy season. Between November 20th and January 14th, there are 14 different religious holidays, right? There's the whole season of Advent. There's Christmas Day. There's Epiphany. Our Jewish brothers and sisters celebrate Hanukkah. And so there are lots of special days in there. And so when you say happy holidays, it means happy holy days. Whatever those holy days are, we are offering that to people. So I came up with some more words to Maddie's song, and I wondered if you'd like to learn it with me. Maybe the congregation can too. What do you think? So the first part is, holidays, holidays, holidays of love. That's from Jingle Bells. You wanna try it with me? Holidays, holidays, holidays of love. And then I this next part I wrote, we'll see if it works. Jesus came to show the world God's love, and we will too. Yay! Want to try it? Jesus came to show the world God's love, and we will too. Yay! You want to try it one time all together? Should we try it? You ready, Maddie? Should we sing your song? Holidays, holidays, holidays of love. Jesus came to show the world God's love, and we will too. Yay! Holidays, holidays, holidays of love. Jesus came to show the world God's love, and we will too. What do you think? Good job, Maddie. Thank you, Maddie, for helping us sing that song. Let's pray together. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you, Jesus, that you came to show God's love. Help us show the world your love every day. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up this morning, and you get to go to Children's Church with Anna today.